Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grace scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Soltis scores. Clift moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani takes first base on ball four. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grace scores. McQuinn scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Bill Beckman now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hogue hits a line drive into left field. Tipton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tipton. Soltis scores. Clift moves to third. Hogue moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. Hogue moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino is hit by the pitch. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hogue who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Browns. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to third. Nagel moves to second. It's 7-4, Browns. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grace. The throw from Hayes, and Newsom drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Solter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. George Gill now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. One out. It's 7-5, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Clift. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. There goes Nagel trying to get to third. Hoag throws the ball into Clift, who tags Nagel for the out. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 7, Athletics, 7. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel misplays the ball. That's an error on Nagel. 2 outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Glenn hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Moses chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Newsom. Newsom fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Newsom. Glenn moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Beckman moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-7, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing second base. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for George Gill. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Mills now pitching. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills fires to first and picks off Tipton. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.